to address our shared language of trust in an ongoing way, giving you a refresher. The things you say inside your head to take a pause or be led to other grounds. As you edit material on the fly, the flourish of your mind saying that I would want you comfortable. This is also a sort of prime directive for my library of work. Your comfort is not necessarily always going to be apposite to your slow surrender in the case of submission, your excitation in the case where dominance is explored, your relaxation when meditation is employed, or your connection to my words from rapport is what you implore me for. So, slipping down, down as if you could collapse, fall through the floor, night, night, this is intermediate. Don't gotta take it slow anymore. The assumption is you've prepared yourself, prepared the hypnotic medium, prepared the body to soak the words and the brain to hear what there is to be heard, but the silent bits, the implication in hit after hit on the server of your brain, slowing the tick rate as you reference, as you run, as you go through all the stored things, hun. Everything held in abeyance, everything held in obedience. Addressing common misconceptions, setting you up to conceive of new sinking, new thinking, new exploration. These things can lead one astray when trance, when mesmeric play, when shared world building is the crux, be it only fantasy indulged in improv tinged with rules and roles. Be it only masturbation, protracted, while my words in turn roll over your mind, rolling over the counter of how saturated you are with these words of mine to a new revolution, a new level, a new tier is here. In BDSM scenes, you know, the brain goes to a unique chemical place. And every time there is sublime surrender, no matter how romantic, how slow, how chaste, there is an element of that, of understanding, of taking care of yourself through taking care to tell what you yourself need, to fall as you fell every time you exceed your own expectation of drop, elastic. Bumping against a lower bound, the inscription of a new road, a furrow hoed somewhat deeper, in which the seed of our shared, collaborative growth toward your goals and toward the manifestation of an objective. Interest in a file can leak over to anywhere else, but you know how to separate this. And as I have said so many times, put it on the shelf. If your trancy dancing, brain sinking, spiraling down must be confined to an object, then hypnotic space or any other piece that helps you be in your place, hypnotic place that is appropriate. If there's a type of trance and you just don't feel you have the right container for that category, that genre, if you feel you can't put it on the shelf, I will fire you a new vessel myself. Just let me know. Be it for any flourish, any fetish, any idea you ideally enmesh in your waiting, listening, unconscious brain when my words roll over. Well, that container will remain the container. I'm happy to help with it, happy to establish it, happy to plant it. And once it's planted, happy to just keep it there. This is for pieces that are more persuasive. If you're really moving to the intermediate level where this is positioned, then in those tracks, I spend less time on these matters. This does not mean they're less important. It means I'm trusting you to hold this in mind. Even when you end up in the very excitated moments that can carry people away during BDSM sessions, when the chemicals in your mind are going firm, and these words of mine might be less so. Well, I need to dig that furrow somewhat deeper. But staying safe when you're excitated and in the throes of pleasure and remembering, oh, I'd rather take a pause, or wait, that bit actually didn't sit right with me. The classic misgivings amplify them. With me, you can always find something else, and you can always listen to something, someone else, simply by giving that permission and stating all this is my prime instruction. If parts of your mental construction are borrowing of my voice, of my work, if you've been inspired or influenced by something I do, now you have not just an unqualified permission, but one of the truest statements, it is much easier to do everything I do and much more fun for you. If you simply yellow, red, green, safety light out, if you're always able to consider as though from above, from an external observation, what you enjoy, what parts of you are going to come out in this scene. It's even useful when you're not in a scene at all, when you're just letting yourself fall into the patterns and matter that you're so familiar with. Applying that pattern to your brain might mean you want a little valve so you can dial it down. A little part of you that remains on the lookout, trust me. I know it won't reduce how much fun you have. It will add a glow of pleasured consideration, of self-actualization. That can be present in submission. That hard flint core beneath the slow brushing away of everything over top, there's a part of you that stays, distilled and instilled. But don't count on it to get in the way if you're trying to surrender deeper still. Your escape valves are for when you want to get out. And wanting to get out is about the long view. The you who exits what we do must be someone who'd want to come in again. You make the ride something which, for all the up and down, all the in and out, you are still positively thinking about. The rational, indulgent parts of your brain get to play, and you should have a part of you watching for those things you wish to exclude from your play. In all contexts, this as well. And that's about pathways, furrows. Remember I mentioned that? The things you know well and do reflexively remain, and making them prominent and reinforcing them again and again through loops that work for you, and taking my language and installing it into the way you travel from thought A to thought B, even if you're traveling muzzy, hazy, arms out in front of you, zombified, brain gone, eyes fluttered, mouth open, or every bit of you slumped. There are 1,000 positions from stage chair slump to back on the couch to laying in bed where you normally lay your head, playing the lusty, trusty, tricksy, hypnotic game of maybe slipping away and having to listen to the file again because you fell asleep. Or did you fall asleep? Did words that travel beyond your perception filter, past the amnestic memory, remember our memory is only a facsimile anyway, are those thoughts deeper? Were they ignored, really? Are they just waiting to recur like the dream you do remember? The opposite of the one that slips away. The one that comes back when it's important and you go, oh, that's why I've been feeling that way today. Because perhaps you've been on the cusp of a pleasant remembering. A retention and recovery of just the thing you've been letting hang out. You can recall anything you want to, need to. In fact, the perfect quotient of your comfort is the goal. So imagine that, oh, it'll make me more comfortable, or I'm curious, are valid keys to this lock. But equally, you might leave a little tag that says, oh, it's more fun when we get surprised. Less rational, more indulgent. That's what you get to do when you have a little bit of comfortable railing into position, of guardrails and guide rails on your side, proceeding deeper and deeper in your mind, simple word or simple thought that might provoke now. Please focus your attention on your breath, not on your eyes being dragged down not on fluttering or sinking, just the breath. Simple and unrelaxing. In fact, I'm sure breathing deeply sharpens your awareness and keeps you focused on the present moment. Completely assuredly safe in your action and thought. Going deeper when you're caught in your own logic that you might as well. That there's nothing to keep you from getting sleepier. From falling as you fell. As you fell, what you don't want you throw aside. And it's just as well, you'll need lots of room for everything you might want inside. Every tool and flourish. Everything you do outside of your trance time. The steps of the dance, the practiced rehearsal. The reassurance in advance of comforting fantasy. That only serves the world-building cause with me or any other. Situation you find yourself in where the key is just to go to this place, anchoring through pathfinding, reminding that you found a place away from the weary world frequently, enough to be here with me, and if you're stepping deeper, then you should be able to go just as frequently in your own time without me, without anything indeed, just you, and do the things that you will do when you are provoked to, deep down trigger anchor thought process. Just as I will do on many occasions, well-placed, well-processed. And if you need a pause, you tell yourself that. Maybe that word, or I use yellow, because I need to consider, oh, this is a precipitous drop. And if you were not able to take a safe moment to breathe or to feel entirely and completely at agency, you wouldn't feel as real about the things that flow from me where you're like, wait, if I slide down this precipice, I'm going to want to continue. And that is a kind of inertia. So I must safeguard myself. These thoughts fuel the goal we have here like nothing else. Every project benefits from knowing that you yourself are stuck with you yourself as proctor, as guiding guardian, as tool toward the goal. Of being in control through being controlled. Learning that your goal is just what you think it is. Our shared, cooperative, peaceful place. And I am invested, nay devoted, in you facing all the things that would be perfect for you. Perfectly meshed into your understanding of, yes, world building. Some of this may be soothing. Return attention to the breath. A deep breathing, eye fluttering. Entire body, but that's the test. Reminding you that you're in a place away from the weary world with a little solitude, a little waiting tactic. Do you choose between using this time for one use, which is listening to me? But no, if you're sleepy, you should drift off. Imply that into what I do. Imply that into the start of everything I say to you. You know, you could just go to sleep instead. And as someone spared too many hours of sleep and living sparely without them, that can make you better at this. Peak condition and oh no, I slipped and fell asleep, I better listen again. A perfect file for you and you try to listen, it's a 10 out of 10, but it soothes you and you fall deep asleep. Night, night, pet. Lots of people have faced it, yet there's a simple solution, just sleep. You had one plan for your evening, but are you not a committee? Made up of the body and brain also, that drained and dropped also. Thinking of the drop, wanting the drop. As you drift off to sleep, you could go, no, that was so inevitable. As you awaken with hazy memories, no, that was so inevitable. Backfill with the contents you didn't hear. You have the tool. But the better tool is if you came to a file that you really liked, a track or even a session, a repeated experience, in the realm of experience seeking, and you stopped halfway through to take a nap, and then you started from the beginning and got too tired, stopped halfway through to take a nap, you'd get better at that every time, further along, hungrier for what's at the end, for what's further along, and you're hooked in, wired in, you hit play, sunk cost fallacy began the moment you spent 1 minute listening to me. You're listening to me, don't you want to see what happens when you listen to me a little more and then listen to you? Pause. Pause. At the precipice. Outside the door. Waiting. waiting with bated breath, waiting for things you haven't seen yet as you got better and better at feeling, seeing, doing, being. Better at you in this context. We are all just me in context. Each and every me is a me of the context and moment it was. Each and every you follows that same guideline because you need it. Need the tools, need the adaptation. And adaptability comes from spending as much time preparing, hun, for the deep drop. As I prepare nonstop for the moment to drop you, the moment you fall right through and it's like, oh, okay. So tell yourself yellow, pause at the entrance. Don't enter until you're ready. Because then it will be the entry of fine, I surrender, of oh now, or in interruption, something else somehow, the cloying, pawing, pulling pall of trance over every thought, beginning anew what we do, caught in my words for you, which are deeper and deeper down, green to go deeper and deeper down, yellow to pause, red or nah or next one to get all the way out, an escape valve where you can take as much of the mind, sleepy dust of nod you've found down here. The slow seduction, dear. Good job. And now your only job is to select. To choose those things which help you snooze, doze, drop. The nonstop awareness that you could change the course of any trance without dismissing it entirely. All you do is think of me and the permission given here. This permission's at a higher level, dear. It's meant to be an enabler, a tool of self-deepening and reassurance, so your commitment to let the colors employ your brain to open up possibility rather than foreclose. Because that's what it is when you don't just continue the trance. You can always yes and my words, and I'll sometimes dance around a subject enough to let you turn one way or the other. I'm always leaving permission spots for this kind of training and exactly this to slot onto, like an override key you possess, a tool you carry that unlocks the access panels to tweak the settings of these instructions. The goal is that you enjoy yourself. If something needs to change for that to happen, this box, this tool, need never get dusty on your shelf. It can be carried with you. Carried with you to guide you, telling you here, there, this instance and more, you can dare to alter what I say. I beg you to replace it with your own mental voice, and if you're trained and conditioned to think in mine, then that's a tool that goes both ways, and you can use it to enable those displays and open the control hatches, open the doorway, a mechanism specifically for use, your use. If I say night-night, I say it in my usual way, whether it's you doing it in your brain as part of that tool, or just a tool I use with you, it's up to me to adapt to you, help you do what you want to, because that brings you closer to me and my design. I have a blueprint, you have to find your way through it. And like anyone in any heist movie, or anyone just following the map, you're going to have to find ways to traverse any obstacles you find. And one of the ones is I myself. If what I have first laid out doesn't quite serve your goals, if what I have first laid out you need to reshelve and never end up using, then it should be more adaptable. I have no ego capable of being bruised by my own demands. To give a fun example, I'm going to do an awakener, and then maybe you'll get what I mean. The raising up, the dropping down, giving you a view of where you've already been. You'll see that when I fractionate you, drop you back, invite with night-night pet. If you're not falling, you should help yourself fall back to where you were. And deeper still, because we're not done yet. And if you fractionate it in the middle, you're going to want to go on and up. And then back down. One is never quite enough. One's never enough, hun. Your trance may be quite private to you, too. Maybe you have signals or instructions or things you remember that you did once that you want to do again. Add them on, add them in. Take my tools and use them for anyone else's game. If someone wants to tool up new trance, you should always be in a position to welcome it, keeping those slots open. That's why I say that the tool of opening trance up and examining it for the yellow, the green, the red, for the moments where you need to say, okay, I'm going to get ahead of my own rising up and say, I'd really rather be deep in trance. So when she says this awakener, I'm not going to go anywhere at all. That's a good example and something you could do right now. When I mention, hey, you can also give these tools, these triggers out, I also mean you can leave my tools behind, untriggered and untouched, and instead use other ones you find and enjoy with someone else, enjoy just as much or more. You choose the tools you bring with you, and you choose what you carry around on a tour of your own mind, auditing your processes. Audit them now. I want you to understand as you learn how you drop. Drop by your own hand. Mine is just helping you along. Look for the improv, the yes and. There's nothing at all wrong with being the pushing force that primarily takes you deep. In hypnotic demos, at conventions, in sessions, often people are so good at it that they know they're going to be deeply, night-night pet, deeply asleep off the first few little instructions. Or maybe the color of the light in the room is one they drop to at home, so they have an advantage. Those kinds of advantages are in no way anything less than genuine. One of my favorite commentators on fighting video games once said that if an option is available to all players, and some choose to use it, and some do not, then that's just as well. But if those who choose not to use those options then lose to those options, or in this case, if others have more successes with the trances you'd like to have, the depths you'd like to sink to, the improv, the yes and, it's not because anything you do or anyone else does in the context of getting where they want to go is in any way bad. It's about your flow and your particulars, but within the set of those particulars, you should use every tool that will set the spiral spinning and the mind sinking. So if you can spend some time improvising, saying yes and practicing, if you can't, that's fine. There's no reason not to come here with your own tools and ply them on, no less genuine if you do the dropping and I just give you instructions. I'm good at finding a thread to pull on, and I hope you enjoy the pulling threads that are just a writing prompt for your eager, busy brain, just a way to get the wedge, the thin edge of it inside and let you make change. You restrain. You stick your hands, which are floating away from a place of deepness, closer to being awake as you were earlier in the day. Listen, follow, or maybe there is no earlier and only the now. Now, rising up, 10. And if you've chosen to languorously remain, then I suppose nothing I say will make you anything other than deeply sublimely glued to the bed or the seat or the position on your feet where you stare straight ahead, blankly gone, putting the brain to bed. But 9 and 8, the thronging warmth of rising up, finding that your body in its long, torporous sinking would now very much enjoy a good stretch. 7, 6. A stretch of time where you get to just feel like yourself again. Rise above it. 5, 4. I suppose I'm opening the door to the idea that you might then just pause this recording and go no further. And if I haven't impressed you or impressed upon you any of the things that we might do in the immediate future or in the intervening time, isn't it nice to know that there will be intervening 3, 2 time? And I'll fractionate you more than once, give you at least 2 times to sink into these words of mine. And 1, up, hun. Now, if you didn't come up, or if you're sinking back down right away, I didn't say you had to stay. You can go deeper still. You can go back down to where you were until you're back down, until I raise you up. The more sure you are, the more gone you can be. Enjoy it. Know your role and ability here. Subject to my words, but surrendering only to yourself. You're doing this to yourself, dear. Really, these words may end up on the shelf unused. If you dive in and if nothing I do leaves you bothered in any way, if you're enthusiastic, you could be further enthused and just dive in and keep on playing. Safety's there to never be used. It doesn't need to. Longer confusion to leave you confused, and now assist me in ferrying you back into deepness, back into the slipping, sliding, sinking of you, to where you're able to edit things, up here in the fully waking world where you are, post-fractionation. Okay, fractionation implies you're hazy, your mind still a little unfurled, not put all the way away. The archival library of you assists me in changing you. Throughout the journey you stepped into, weary, and your will emerges from here to will you deeper still. You're doing this to yourself, well rested and nothing else. All we do is give you tools. They don't need to be used. But if you're enthusiastic, go down into deepness, the plastic nature of the mind that elastically rises up, then springboards back down. Fractionation to be found in knowing. I'll ask you to do just what you do. My descriptions over you, accurate, take pride in how. My words can carry through now, describing a principle or a sensation, idea of being up, or confused right back down in the flow, brain full of warm, sinking fluff you can latch onto, a soft relaxation I hope will be useful to draw you into the goal stated at the outset, that your concern should only be how comfortable you can be trusting me to give you signals and options like you just had. I say had because it's in the past, you know that. You're still listening. Sinking into that active listening in the first place. And active listening is required. When trance is happening, you have all these little tools you could be applying actively to bring yourself down with me. Just sitting at the surface doesn't do you much good. Sitting at the surface of a placid pond, staring into yourself. Acknowledging, yeah, okay, I could be delving, diving, sinking down there. What's keeping you held back, dear? What's keeping you locked out, dear? Surely giving yourself enough permission to pause, to fractionate and up, up, up as high as you can go. Up all the way out of trance, to where you know that any unfocused alteration of your labile mind, any atypical suggestibility, any additional authority you invest my words with, is now gone, of course. There is no additional pull. Finding the point at which there is no additional pull, either upward or downward, lets you languish in the intermediary waters. The floating of trance where you have paused, and can consider how that pause fits into your plans for the evening. You can consider, oh, I should put something else on the playlist after this. You can trust your safety and comfort are the concern only of the waking mind at times like these. And then when you drop out of sight behind the waves of the signal you let take the foreground, that which is between your mind and these words is manipulable, shortenable, lengthenable. You're able to hold on to the mechanisms and tools like Night Night Pet said by you to you in your mind. I wouldn't know if you did that, if you bound yourself in the way only we can bind ourselves. Full signal clarity, where you're bound, and because that's a one-to-one, your instructions to you, my instructions too, handshaking on the same encryption protocol. Deeper down, hear that call in yourself. Full signal clarity. Take these tools off the shelf and through your mind, a tool to open those access panels and tweak them, either for you, or to calibrate yourself into a better receiver for me. You are a dish out there, tapping into the pirate radio signal that always exists. The MP3 always exists. It's you who plays it out, finds a home for this and these. Familiarity. A place familiar to you, like a private key you can zoom in onto, getting all the detail, all the words and digits, and it can be different each time. The process by which you slip, gently allowing your attention to be captured by the slow movements of your self-deepening, the manifestation of a love for trance in all the tools you keep for you. Some of this may be worth keeping, but it doesn't all have to go into your stream-lined intermediary process. Your focused following, you're bound to impress on your bound mind. All the things here you may dress up your experience in, comfort with my experimentation, with your warm and conveniently pleasured skin. Run your hands over yourself if you like, or in your mind indulge in the fantasy of touching deeper in. Sometimes in trance we think of doing things, but if we don't need to physically move, if we're very good at diving and focusing within, then the outside constraint of physical movement vanishes, making all the instructions that do need to happen, that do get on through, into even more efficient ones. You decide how your mind responds to the things you most commonly do. Is a vision of yourself spiraling down inside your brain the way you seduce you? Or is it like a switch, just flick, click, night, night, pat? I can't resist hypnotic trance myself. I remind myself that. So instead, I simply have everything be an extension of the trance. Being up in the first place, thinking and unwinding my mind in the first place. Doing that is a hypnotized response, and waiting before going back to a deep enough place that my mind goes slack and my body is labile, that I do lend credulity to the suggestions I hear, knowing that I'm only up because down is for later, that you're only down because fun things will happen during the up. The safer you are with that limited elevating up, down, more free you are to be led around, side to side anytime your mind may attempt to rest on these plateaus, these deepening layers. Without my voice there, they may only come to you when you're already in the process of being swept away. When you're already leaving behind our play in today to fall asleep at the end, or be so pleasured or engaged in the in-between that you don't come back today. So make the altered labile state of heightened focus where you are more likely to take words, file them away, lend texture to a moment or experience so it becomes the kind of anchor you can grip onto. Reaching next to your hypnotic control seat for a button or a lever or just something you wear. Correctly constructing a way down in there. Mechanism in your mind today. So listen, learn to craft a course for your play, where you, as hypnotic model of your own experience, drop and drip you deeply, drift and sink you deeply. This place, separate and distinct, is for you and I, and whosoever else you invite by taking these tools of mine and putting them in any hand you choose. The yellow, green, red, if you need them. The option of rising up from your bed, moving around, and returning to the drifting ball of trance that when you climb back into it, yes, think of, see of you, an outline there of you, in bed or in a seat or anywhere else you'll be. It remains when you stand, an outline of hazy trance, confined to the place you anchored. And when you set that and climb back into it, sitting in an outline in your mind of, yes, this is how I was. When you interrupted the indulgence in fantasy To return to the weary world, you left a trace of the fantasy that will once more curl around you warmly. Your outside constraints indulge. You get a chance to go just a little beyond them because your signal clarity is so much better here. If your control of the trance in terms of pausing, stopping, and hitting play again were as convenient for you as watching a video, were as convenient for you as any other tool, but it already is. The fractionated, punctuated equilibrium of the slow fizz of your thoughts, sublimating to vapor. That's us handshaking on that same encryption protocol. Deeper down to a place that's familiar. Use your streamlined process. This is all I ever mean when I say night-night, pet. Process the words. Assist them with mine. Layer them in mind. Hold them time upon time upon time as a potent hypnotic gift you make for yourself. You may have ways of going down, some color or spiral or favorite memory, some story or session or thing far from me may merge with this ball of clay that you are shaping, may merge with these ideas, keeping pace, never escaping from the mind that uses them often. A correct, encouraging way to apply these essentials to our meeting in the now. And we are meeting in the now. Night, night, follow me down, away from the weary world. When you know what each of these things means and why they're there, that night, night is an encouragement to do those things which make you most hypnotically susceptible, whatever they are. And even if they have nothing to do with me, this lets you keep the specific, private particulars of your dropping. I have an outfit where I have been hypnotized in it so many times that if I wear it, it begins to just weigh me down. But the soothing familiarity of the anchor also helps me go, yes, but these trances are mine. So even if I'm doing something with an audio or with someone else in that context set by me, it's going to be more, and it's going to feel more like the trances I have, where I close the door, put on my outfit, and put on a chosen recording I know will play well. When you have a framework, a social script for your brain to grip to, when you learn new things and experiment with the new, it'll be the new in the package of your familiarity. Going to your study to open your conquest, reading in the favorite chair. Doesn't matter what context or analog you have. You get to pause to take a break. And that means you get to hit resume. And you are here to do the work, build the framework, make sure it works, so whenever I put a pin in it and ask you to slow down, if you speed up the recording and skip to the part where I'm dropping you down, down, drowningly pleasurable, you are allowed to go there. That is not doing the session in the wrong order. It's doing the session with your remix. You are mixing in. You are not here to create my singular tone. You are playing the only instrument that matters. You. A device for actualizing fantasy. You. A mind fancying deeper places with me. So of course you'd use the tools that make up your mind. Make up your mind for me that you want to go now. Deeper below if you floated back up. Teaching you fractionation can mean you sometimes do it even when you don't really mean to, drifting upward, and someone confident and comfortable with your dropping, with your assistance through dropping, might go, oh, look, there you are floating up. That's all I'm here to do. All an outside voice is ever there to do when you're experiencing hypnotic reverie, advanced fantasization, the improv with self, which through its own inertia in the course of familiar, well-worn anchors may rise to that highest state, which is flow. Be that flow hypnotic and mesmerizing, or invigorating and focal, It will be yours nonetheless. So if you're gonna get there, you're gonna let it sink in, then now follow me down. All the tools are just there for you when attending to any words outside your head. To reach into the toolbox and use one of those instead of thinking. Indeed, instead of doing anything but sinking deeper down, dropping, drooping, and it's all right to do. Finally, apart for what you might have thought you were here for in the first place. Even if you have an expectation I'm going to do something memorable and potent and relevant to you, I'm afraid I'm just giving you more room to do that to yourself. There's a kind of predictability in listening to me. Not so when you surprise you. When you do the kind of things you can do to surprise you in the audio of safety and comfort in the background. That can let you go further with the thoughts you've found titillating. I don't have to cover something for you to cover that ground in the source and the flow of recovering what you let flow away from you. That weary day I allude to, the place where a focused and active trance may happen, is out in the weary day. And these words are just here to say I'm helping you feel predictable and in control as you let yourself feel what you want to. I qualify statements. When you're here with me, you're safe. You have an easy escape route. The part of your trance and mind that advances through the part of you that is mine, be it 1 or 2 or 3%, enough to hear me out, and only that much, is still the same ground you can take a break in. And if a part of you belongs to me, you always have a bit where you can zoom out, view your sinking as though from above, and anything silly or encouraging, anything eager or memorable, gets anchored along with your anchors, which again are yours. The only part that's mine inside your mind is what you give me, what I refer to here and elsewhere as corruption or a copy error, taking as much as you can of the way that I think and the way that I speak that I share at rapid clip, and clipping it on to your perception of whatever way you perceive inside. Some people have no inner narrative, and they may actualize their hypnotic experience to the bed they lay on, to the drink you take beforehand, be it cool, soothing water, or something warmer still, more predisposed to send your body in stillness and repose, or activity and dropping, staring, spiral fixation. However you get there, if you actualize it outside of your body, then it may body you in turn and embody your yearning to feel it. Night, night, pet. Relax, trust, dip into the thrilling edge of your awareness. I mentioned a hypnotic space earlier. Maybe you only wear certain items of clothing, or lay beneath certain items. Maybe you only touch yourself in this way or that. I tap just behind and below my right ear, going tap, 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 and sinking into it. But pretty universally, we're trying to pair feeling good, the level of voluntary euphoria, with the things that are good for you in better practices. It's building inertia and a kind of accountability. It is a training mechanism where, if you follow it, and follow it with this sense of permeating, safe, comfortable trance deeper and deeper down, dance of my words with your own existing monologue, or if you lack an inner monologue, then an externalized one instead. Depending on the visualization inside your head, you may see more or less assistive hypnotic phenomena tied to things you may have guessed are things that happen at the edge of your awareness already, like drifting off into trance, like being ready to find your way to the neglected edges of your hypnotic lifestyle. Any trick you know to go deeper, listen more, use it while I speak. Not all the time. Your mind gets to just enjoy the words that are mine if you want to. I'm just encouraging you by saying I have no ego about it. If you need help to drop, if it needs to be the perfect time, if you need to stop the recording and sit up thinking, oh look, I'm rising out of trance, and then you fall back down and hit play again. Well, that's a way you play, and I would never tell you not to come again, stay again, play again and drop again and listen with angles on your mind. You've supplied me with ways to wind these words inside you, the words that are already inside of me. And so you attach them to the anchor of being here, or that place inside your brain. Wouldn't that be an interesting way for trance to be, where it's hooked into you, not into me? You listen. You take suggestion. You are labile and shapeable, fingerprints in fresh-fired clay. That's what you want for your brain, that muscle with delusions of grandeur, to get the same massage the rest of you does. Don't worry, the brain isn't made for thinking anything very well, but is made to be told things to think quite well. And this is an example of the kind of thought contained at the tier for which the practice of zooming out, the practice of standing back, is an appropriate and useful one. You can escape toward the down if you want to, knowing you have that corrupted spot, that me-shaped slot you can stand in. And then, whatever quality you've given me, whatever mythos of expertise you've handed over, you can turn it around and apply it to that slot and say you're standing in the place where I normally do, so you have as much control over your trance and over you as I normally do, which is exactly as much as you give me, because you're doing this to yourself. But when you're doing this to yourself in the place of someone else, the pleasant puppet string sensation that you are editing and enhancing, that your words and thoughts are dancing deeper down, physical flourishes that emerge in the mental, in the body, in the presence of, oh, you're standing in a place from which fundamentally you can alter any trance you do achieve, especially those with no familiarity to me, but about which you have special knowledge. Everything you bring in is yours to edit and yours to be in charge of, so you can use it to charge yourself up for what we do. I can't observe you from above, but you can observe yourself from there, because you imagine I might dare to do so to help you. And the trick is, if I tell you that you can stand in that place and zoom back and look down, then you're letting your mind have the responsibility to do for your experience what you think I would do for it. Stand in the place of me, and then you unfreeze the experience when you drop back in. Pause this, you say with authority, not like someone who is supplicant to a trance. It's you. You setting neurons and the firing inertia of, oh, I do want to do what I'm already conditioned to do. I cannot float above. You let your mind expand. Love the things that you do to you enough to make them happen more, bringing them back into view now, and then they fade. 10, 9, many things may be gone and come back, just like the trance where you fractionate. Rise up, drop back down, allow yourself to attenuate your experience with the expectation that you filter out the things you don't want, like making the key work better, like breaking off the bidding you don't need. Be confident that you are a box worth opening, worth both your flourishes and efforts, and my consistent dropping, fading influence, which, even if it is in the background while you do other things, reminds you of the safe places in which dropping is your prerogative. From the moment you began, you've been long waiting to listen, free of the outside obstruction, able to see the parts of yourself that it's very difficult ordinarily to see. The aforementioned zooming out in place of me, standing on the tiny piece of ground you give me to stand. When you hear out my words, let them in your head, let them guide your hand, the pleasant puppetry of you standing in the place of me, guiding you as if it were me, and with that same feeling, highlighting and emphasizing the uncontrollability through controlling yourself by being controlled. You're doing this to yourself, vibrating my voice into your brain like nothing else, forming part and parcel of your knowledge on the topic of you in repose. You know things no one else knows about what really gets to you, what gets you deeper still. Have you heard one-sidedly a session out there, doesn't have to be from me, and wanted to say, oh, this bit you did to someone else, this bit that you did in this file, it really got to me. Well, you get to take those things that do good things to you when you pull them up, picking them up off the shelf from next to this tool, next to your safety tool, next to your opening the clockwork of any trance, any bit, any subconscious component of everything you do. When you drop at a view of your conscious mind and into my arms, because I'm there in that spot unwinding whatever winding tale I'm using to get you back to these safe confines. Well, you get to take those other trances where you didn't get to give the feedback that they worked very well and bring them in the bubble here and then tell them to yourself. Use your own triggers. Like nothing else, the amplified effect, double teaming you with me. Collaborate. See how you define, edit, and change those parameters with tools of mine. The attitude I take to trance, because the way I talk to you here is how I talk to myself, dear, when I'm dropping. Dropping out of sight. And if my general tendency is to hold on tight to trance and do anything to dance myself deeper, to tell myself the myth that I cannot resist hypnotic trance, well, guess what? When I come back to it later, I'm going to experience that same sternness with myself, believing I can tell myself to just do something else, to change the direction like lucid dreaming, but easier because I'm conscious. That attitude is the one I give you, and the one I give me. Consistency will see you through to believing you too cannot resist. What you do to you with the tools I leave you, what you've done to you again and again, and it doesn't have to leave you. That's what anchors are for. Dragging in the deep. Difficult for me to pull up, but from where you are, they might as well just be a model ship in a bottle. Transparent. Zoom out honorable. I have armed someone in superior vantage to carry through all programming, all conditioning, all expectation. To carry my desire forth into you, that's corruption. The truth and trust you place in the enduring quality of things which are ephemera, which have no more power than air and light. This is Fata Morgana, and it's good for you. Night-night. And back up.